30% chance of afternoon and evening storms tomorrow. Then more widely scattered storms on Friday, high 93. A better chance of showers and storms, about a 50-50 chance Saturday as a front moves through. Stay on top of the weather with our weather app. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It has radar, future radar, and 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Montgomery man has been charged with two counts of second-degree assault, attempting to elude, public intoxication, violation of license to carry. Cleophas Robert Delona Polk was at a business in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road, causing a disturbance. When officers arrived, well, Cleophas just acted the fool, got combative, tried to flee. He's in jail. Would you believe a 400-pound pig? A three-year-old girl in Rogersville will tell you he's sure real because he bit a chunk out of her arm. The pig was a neighbor pet named Booger. Booger the pig. I think Booger's going to wind up as a ham this Christmas. And Alabama State School Superintendent Michael Sennett's given an evaluation yesterday by Board Vice President Stephanie Bell. The board said Sennett scored low marks. He got a 1 to a 1.5 on each part of the evaluation. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
Listen to Mo Brooks, a never-Trump politician personally attacking Donald Trump.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says. Donald Trump is the likely loser in that he has alienated so many people in Republican Party ranks through his callous insults. Donald Trump, one candidate that is so belittling, so insulting. I was just asked if I'm going to endorse Donald Trump after things unfold with Donald Trump having this so-called insurmountable lead. And I said, no, I'm not. Donald Trump voters, 12 to 18 months from now, they're going to regret their votes for Donald Trump.
A month before the election, talk radio asked Mo Brooks if he was voting for Trump. Brooks responded, I didn't say that.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
Days before the election, Mo Brooks even called Donald Trump evil. Brooks called our president evil. 35-year career politician Mo Brooks, a never Trump Washington insider. Paid for by Strange for Senate.
I'm Luther Strange, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Get familiar with the unfamiliar in the 2017 Subaru Outback. Symmetrical all-wheel drive plus a fuel-efficient 33 miles per gallon. It's a 2017 IIHS top safety pick with Subaru EyeSight and HID headlights. Now through July 31st, get financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or visit us on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Mark, the cabinet door fell off again.
I'll get my screwdriver.
No, you won't. Not this time. Karen and Scott just had their kitchen redone by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations. This time I'm calling a pro.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Drill, it's back to the charger for you and back to the man cave for me.
Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations and save money. CCR can upgrade your kitchen for less than you can imagine. CCR offers choices. If you're building new and want all new custom-built cabinetry, give Eddie a call. They'll design and build your perfect custom kitchen. If you need to renovate, cabinet refacing can save you thousands. Call Eddie and save. Reface with oak, maple, or many other varieties of stained wood. Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations at 523-1149. He has plenty of options available. Put a new face on your kitchen. It's affordable. Call 523-1149. Custom Cabinet Renovations, 523-1149. And remember, it's your choice. Replace or renovate.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
We're back.
Get up off of that thing and dance to you. You better get up.
972-9228 is the telephone number for those just tuning in. We'll have to bring you up to speed on the Mo Brooks interview from the last hour. Not his finest moment in campaign history.
Let me tell you something. You get a lot more texts during this show than I do, but I've gotten a boatload of texts from...
Jack, I could just scroll the
from bankers to damn... I can't even say.
No, I could scroll for 30 seconds. Just keep scrolling on the phone. People that texted me and said, I'm over Mo. Done with Mo. Buddy of mine, pulling the sign out of the yard.
Golly.
I'm mystified. I don't understand it. I tell you what, if I'm Paul Samford, maybe I'm looking at a primary run against Mo.
Well,
because he's got ammunition.
Oh, my gosh. And you know his aide who's sitting there listening to it is going, oh, my God, holy, you know what? Did he just say that?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I mean, I bet that Clay guy's going, I double.
Yeah. Just amazing. Just amazing. 272-9228, if you want to sound off on the Mo Brooks interview or anything else, we'll take these. Julie.
Hi there.
Hey.
Isn't that a Titanic?
It is your turn. You're on the air.
Wasn't that a Titanic if it ever was one?
I mean, I tell you, I texted a few people. I said, that sound you hear is Mo Brooks losing the election in real time.
Never heard such trash in my life. But that was awful. I am a 100% Trumper. Always will be. But I wish he'd leave Sessions alone because Sessions got him started.
Well,
but I did say, go ahead.
We don't know all the ins and outs of this Sessions thing. Think about it. I mean, he's, you know, I just think it's a charade myself, all this attacking Trump, because if you heard Scaramucci this morning, he said that Jeff Sessions was going to be heading up an investigation of the intelligence leaks out of the White House. Now, does this sound like a guy who's in trouble that you're going to assign him this duty?
He brought Trump in, and we're from the South, baby. We don't forget. And Sessions brought Trump in, and we're happy with it.
Yeah, I know. Well, we appreciate it.
Have a great day. Just watch out for the Titanic. The waves are still hitting high.
You're right. Thanks for your call,
appreciate
Julie.
272-9228 is the number, mail lady.
What a damn baby.
Who, Mo?
Yes.
What?
Because somebody's picking on his friends.
Let me tell you, he just lost the election. Were you planning on voting for him?
I was. I'm not now. Like, I'm saying, like, down under. I think I'm going to go for the Australian.
I'm going to go for the Australian. Mary Maxwell for Senate. We got to get her over here from Sydney. Is she going to fly in and vote for herself? How's that going to work?
I guess so. I don't know. But anything's better than no right now. Jesus. That was terrible. That was a train wreck.
That,
and you did it to yourself.
That was one of the worst interviews I've ever
and,
heard.
And we were trying to be nice. We,
I don't know.
We had to bring it up because his voice said all the things that the Luther people are saying. Those were audios of what Mo said. So we had to ask him about it.
And I wanted to call him so bad when he said, well, I think he's doing a better job than Obama, but just a couple of seconds before, I literally heard him say, he's done worse than Obama on the ad coming out of his damn mouth. So, I'm so mad.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks.
Thanks, mail lady.
We have not gotten a promo call since the interview of Mo Brooks where he said essentially, I'm not going to put words in his mouth. We'll just replay it later, replay what he said about Donald Trump. But it was not what you should say about somebody with a 92% approval rating in your state when you're trying to get elected. Smooth operator.
Yes, I appreciate y'all taking my call. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I didn't get to hear all of the interview with Congressman Brooks, but anyone out there who is undecided, I personally know Trip Pittman. Senator Pittman, I believe, is the most qualified candidate. I know he was on the show the other day, but I hope that people would really strongly consider looking at his views.
Well,
he's run both state budgets.
Trip Pittman did a good job on this radio program. He really did.
And we know who you are.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good call, smooth operator. Appreciate it.
And that was pretty smooth to give your fake name.
That is a smooth operator right there, 2729.
But Trip's a good guy.
Trip's a great guy. Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I missed the interview, and it sounds like I really missed hearing it.
You missed what?
I missed hearing the interview with Mo Brooks. A couple of interviews that I've heard with him kind of sold me on him, but it sounds like he kind of threw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, there was a big pile of doo-doo, and he stepped right in it. I mean, we were asking him about, you know, all the things that he had said about Trump, and he basically said, well, I was helping Ted Cruz, but I don't back up from what I said.
Yeah, I basically said, do you regret what you said? He said, I don't regret what I said. I've never said I regretted what I said. And I think that what we're seeing right now with Jeff Sessions proves that what I said was right. I mean, he basically said, nana, nana, boo-boo, you should have listened to me and elected somebody else. Which, who the hell would that have been? Hillary Clinton? Hey, no thanks, Mo. Appreciate it, Bill. 272-9228. John.
Yes, after the interview with Mo Brooks, I think that, or at least I hope that a lot of people will take a look at Tripp Pittman. He's a good, solid conservative, and he supports President Trump. And also, I hope that Barron's analysis of the special counsel earlier in the show proves correct.
Me too, buddy. Nobody hopes it more than me. Hey, John, great call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. 272-9228. Bridget, your thoughts?
Yeah, I just took an automated poll the other day and told them I was for sure going to vote, and I was for sure going to vote for Mo Brooks. Well, I'm for sure going to vote, but I'm not voting for Mo Brooks. But it won't be him.
What was the biggest turnoff?
Oh, everything. He complained the entire time. I feel bad about what happened to Jeff Sessions, but he was taking it way too far. And I never really thought Mexico was going to pay for the wall, honestly. And he just, I don't know, he sounded like a little girl.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But that was it. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it. Somebody texted me that a poll last night shows that Trump's losing a little popularity in Alabama. I'm not sure I believe it.
He's got to fall from 92 to 50 before it really matters.
Yeah.
Before you can start running against Donald Trump. Brenda.
Hey, guys. I called yesterday, but I lost you, so I wasn't able to hang on. But really, I was never voting for Mo. No, I'm not going to vote for him now. But, okay. This new superintendent
I don't want to talk about the superintendent right now. Somebody just texted me a picture of their Mo Brooks sign in the trash. Hey, Brenda, thanks for the call. We'll talk about superintendent another time.
Yeah, we can talk about that again tomorrow.
Yeah, 84.
I don't think I've ever said this before in my life, but I'm at a loss for words.
I've never heard 84 at a loss for words.
That is, I mean, my jaw is on the ground, Baron. That's the most shocking interview. You've been on the air, what, 3 years?
Yeah, two campaigns have already called and asked for that audio, by the way.
I believe it. And I've always been a Mo Brooks fan. I've always liked him. But what he said today is absolutely, does he not realize that here in Alabama, we love our president when he's a Republican? Even George W. Bush, how much we love him, and you're going to get on here and talk bad about Trump. So who are you voting for, Barron? Moore or can't tell the truth, bro?
If I had to vote right now, I'd vote for Randy Brinson. If I had to vote.
And I understand that, and that's who I'm going to end up voting for. And, I mean, I was a Mo fan as soon as this thing started. I never had a question about it, but after today, holy moly, I can sum the whole interview up in one word. Damn.
272.
You got to put well in front of that well, damn.
272-9228. Fred, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Fantastic interview. I was definitely going to vote for Mo Brooks until I heard this interview this morning. I never would have been able to bring myself to vote for Luther Strange, but now I guess the only thing I'm left thinking is this the best we can come up with here in Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's the question is, where do you go from here? And today,
yeah, where do you go?
I can't in good conscience vote for somebody who backs over the president. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Me neither.
Yeah. Especially right now.
My opinion is, the thing that this entire country, not just Alabama, but what we need is unity, not people who are, you know, disparaging anybody else other than themselves.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, Fred. 272-9228. I got to take a break, but I want to keep going through these. John, sit tight. I'm going to get to you on the other side of the break. Let me get through a few more people before this. I want to give John a little more time. Johnny.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to actually kind of step off the fence a little bit and thank both Brooks.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, chastising like everyone's doing, because not everybody comes on, you know, this time of day and gives a free collegiate course like that. I mean, that was 100% how to commit political suicide in the state of Alabama when I won. I mean, that was awesome. But on the serious side, guys, I always tell people, if you're on the fence, if you're in politics, and you don't know which way to go, listen to 93.1 just for 24 hours. Just one whole day of 93.1, and all your questions will be answered. Guys, you guys are awesome. Keep it up. Love what you're doing. Love you guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a bunch.
I have never in my life seen a reaction this visceral to an interview, ever. Concerned citizen.
Yeah, I just want to say I was a Mo Brooks supporter, and he just lost my vote. I will campaign against him. I'll vote for Roy Moore. And Mo, if you're listening, you're gonna get them things caught on that fence trying to straddle it. you know, he's a true definition of a politician, but he's gonna get them caught if he don't make a decision. But he needs to leave our president alone.
Well, let me just say this in defense of Mo Brooks. He really is not your typical politician, because Mo, he's almost a maverick, but he's very, very conservative. But today, he put that car in reverse and backed right over the president.
Yeah, you should have stayed away from the president.
And let me say this while I'm on the air. I'm a supporter of Jeff Sessions. I know him personally. He's a fine man.
He is.
And I wish our president wouldn't air their dirty laundry. But, you know, I tend to suspect there's more going on than we know about. And when Trump usually does things like this, we hadn't read the back of the book yet.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Nailed it. Appreciate it. Thanks. 272-9228. One more. Take a break. Come back. Talk to some more folks. John?
Hey. Well, I was a first-time caller the other day trying to figure out Mo Brooks, but right now I see him standing on the platform with Nancy Pelosi more than I do any conservative.
Ad now makes perfect sense with him up there with Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi.
It really does.
I mean, I can't distinguish among the three of them this morning.
No, and I think I'm going to be a Roy Moore guy. I think he'll fight for Trump more than anybody else I've seen on there.
All right, appreciate it. All right, guys, we got to take a break. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I'm mystified. I'm beside myself. I don't know what to say. I know that I'm going to need a good night's sleep tonight, and that's why I'm thankful I went and shopped at Mattress Firm, guys. Mattress Firm has been amazing and incredible. They've been a part of this program now for close to a year, maybe more than a year, and they have helped hundreds of people in this audience go and find a comfortable place to lay down at night. They've really, really outdone themselves. They can do it for you as well. Just go by one of their three locations right here in the River Region, Cobbsford Road and Prattville, on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, or out at East Chase. It's Mattress Firm where you can save money, and right now you can sleep cool because that cooling technology is amazing. You can save money, sleep cool, and sleep happy. Mattress Firm. Check them out. Jack, we're going to continue this discussion on the other side.
I'm running out of saliva.
This has been an amazing, amazing, amazing interview, and the fallout has been just unbelievable. Two campaigns already asking for the audio. I expect more to follow. We'll be back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you need for your dog, cat, or other pet. They have the greatest line of foods Montgomery has to offer.
Everything in the store is locally sourced or sourced right here in the United States of America, with the exception of a couple of things that are sourced in Australia or New Zealand. Everything at 4 Healthy Pets is healthy for your dog, cat, or other loved pets. They can show you how to rotate proteins to make sure your dog or cat is getting all the micronutrients it needs. Your dog or cat can get allergy tested, for example, so that you know that everything in the bag is healthy for your dog, cat, or other pet. Go buy 4 Healthy Pets. They've got on-site grooming. Amber does a great job with that. Teresa will take you by the hand and spend as much time as necessary to make sure everything is perfect for you. 4 Healthy Pets, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Just up the hill from Fulton University on the Atlanta Highway. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi there, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Well, another summer is flying by and the new school year fast approaches. I hope you all have enjoyed your summer, and I would like to thank you for allowing us to serve you in the past. I would also like to encourage you and any new customers to give us the opportunity to work with you this upcoming school year. Whether you're a principal, teacher, parent, or PTA member, AKD is your smart choice to partner with for all of your custom apparel and promotional product needs. From t-shirts, sweatshirts, and polos, to backpacks, car magnets, and much more, we have you covered. Offering great pricing, along with creative graphics and on-time delivery for over 30 years, AKD always makes the grade. Please call or visit us in Montgomery at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133. Or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune in to Health and Wealth. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
All right, guys, 24 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Is your phone too hot to hold?
It is. It's nonstop. A third campaign just called and asked for the audio.
I had to get the fire extinguisher out and spray it on my phone.
This will be our most listened to podcast in the history of this program, without a doubt.
Damn. That's all I got to say is, well, damn.
Well, damn. 272-9228. Don't forget this part of the this hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends over at Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing, a locally owned company, 38 years in the business right here, the American Dream. James Cole, CC Cole, the whole Cole family do an outstanding job with local plumbing services right here. They would love to be Johnny on the spot to clean up your spot. And if you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
279-8919, 279-8919, or check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Generous sponsors of the third hour of this program every single day.
And we do appreciate it.
We do. John Rice.
Well, a whole bunch of things just happened in the last hour.
Yeah.
One is, News and Views has proven its listenership to be informed, open to discussion, ready to change their mind when new facts are presented, but unbelievable number of people listening.
Yeah.
Y'all, you have really proven your point today. You've really done it. Now, unfortunately, I'm in the Economic Development Conference down in Point Clear. I wasn't able to hear the show, only the fallout. But, Jack, I think your show, inadvertently, without meaning to, has just elected Roy Moore to the United States Senate.
Explain that.
Well, a lot of people that would vote for Mo, their second choice would be Roy because of the constitutional standing that none of the other candidates have surrounded themselves with people down through the years. Even though many of us like Randy Brinson, Randy Brinson doesn't have a voting record. He doesn't have a stand and perform record.
Well, I don't care. Neither did Donald Trump.
Yeah. No, he has a stand and perform record. He does. He's negotiated with big, powerful banks and built casinos when gaming commissions didn't want him to. The man has a proven record. I wouldn't criticize him openly back when, you know, I'm a Ted Cruz guy. But anyway, I just think that a lot of people that were looking at voting for Mo are going to be split between Trip Pittman and Randy Brinson and Roy. And I just see Roy coming out on the other side of this thing very, very strong. But the main point of this call is to tell you that I think y'all have proven your point today, that your show is very powerful with listeners that really need to be listening to talk radio.
Well, John,
because they care, they're open, they're smart, they're small business owners, or they're people that are responsible parties in the river region. And so congratulations. I think this, more than anything else, has proven that point.
Well, thanks, John. You know, and I always get on Barron sometimes for being bombastic. He conducted a very good interview and was very polite to Roy Moore, but we would not have done our job if we did not ask Mo, okay, we've heard the audio, why did you say those things? And he started out saying, well, I was a Ted Cruz guy, blah, blah, blah. And Barron gave him an out and said, well, you know, basically he said, but he's not backing up from it. And he says, this Jeff Sessions thing proves that I was right. And
maybe Mo forgot that he was in the middle of his own campaign.
Well, he may have, but he didn't do himself any favors today.
Yeah. Well, I just want to congratulate y'all. I've been listening to the calls ever since, and I'm blown away. Y'all have a tremendous listening audience of smart people. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks.
John.
And, John, you need to call tomorrow. We'll talk about the State Board of Education.
Woo, yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
272-9228. Cranky.
Hey, I tell you what, you guys are asleep at the switch, you know, talking about the podcast and all that. The Brooks campaign's already had a press release off of this.
Have they really?
Yeah.
You know who they've taken off their press release list?
No, he's released his, published his book already, How I Stomped My Wiener in 2017. I tell you, I've learned a few things today, seriously, and I've learned some things that I really... a bitter pill to swallow between this and the earlier topic on the education situation. I believe that I've learned today that everybody really does have a price and can be bought. I think that there's a damn good chance that Mo is shilling to get Luther in. They made a deal. He keeps his seat in the House, and they can, ride off into the sunset together, him and Big Luther, Lion Luther. I just think about it for a minute. I mean, what he did today, Jack, you know Mo. I don't know him. You know him. He's not a dummy, is he?
No, he's not a dummy at all. He's very smart.
He's brilliant.
On earth, then, would he have done what he did today unless he was in the tank for Lion Luther?
Well, I just think that, you know, Mo has always said what he thought, and he's stubborn. And sometimes you got to look back and you got to say, well, you know, mate, that was a dumb thing I said. But he wasn't going to say that. You know, he was going to dig his heels in.
And part of it, too, could have been a political miscalculation that Jeff Sessions is very popular in Alabama. And he thought he could pick up a few people who were angry at Donald Trump for going to pick up going after Jeff Sessions. He was going to pick up those alienated.
I was thinking
voters.
He probably did pick up some votes. He probably picked up 5 or 6 votes and lost the lion's share of the rest.
80,000. Yeah.
But you know, I swear, during that interview, I'm thinking in my head, okay, he's seen some polling data that it was like. You know, he said, well, this may not be, I don't know, he didn't say it may not be popular, but he was like, Baron was like, well, do you back up on any of that? I was like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
You know,
For the audience who's asking, and I've gotten a lot of text messages and Twitter messages, the podcast is up. We've worked with the very competent technical staff here at Blue Water Broadcasting. The podcast normally goes up at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. The second hour of News and Views is on the podcast website. It's podcast.newstalk931.com. I've linked directly to it on my Twitter page. So if you go at Baron Coleman, one R, B-A-R-O-N-C-O-L-E-M-A-N, go to at Baron Coleman. The podcast is linked on my Twitter page. It's hour number two. When hour number three goes up, you'll hear all these phone calls and the visceral reaction he got.
Hey, quick question for you, Baron.
Yeah.
Talking about the podcast, I mean, you know, you've had campaigns call for it already.
Three.
Why don't you send snippets of that conversation to, say, Hannity and Colfer and all the rest and say, do y'all still support this guy?
It's not my job to get involved in the election. No one's paying me to get involved in an election, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
Thanks. 272-9228. I'm not trying to harm Mo Brooks. I'm hosting a radio program with my good friend Jack Campbell, and we were looking at each other during this conversation saying,
are you believing this?
What the hell is going on? I mean, I'm not trying to defeat Mo Brooks. I mean, as evidence of this, when we go to our next stop, Mo Brooks' ad is first. So if you want to hear how great Mo Brooks is...
Did he really issue a press statement?
No, that was a joke.
Oh, okay.
A joke. Tommy B.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tommy, what's up?
Oh, not too much. How you doing, Jack?
All right, thank you.
I didn't have a pen handy during the interview and stuff, and I just wanted to get Mo's campaign headquarters so I can send my condolences and some flowers.
Well, you may want to send some black roses.
Well, I mean, he's going to go down in history as the first man ever to commit suicide and still live. I mean, what was he thinking?
I have no...
You know, I really don't know. And I've tried to analyze this in my mind, and I just cannot make heads or tails of it. Someone complained that my Twitter was private. I didn't know it was set private. That must have been an accident. It's usually public. It's now public. At Baron Coleman, go get it now. Sorry.
Well, I was expecting a runoff between him and Roy Moore, and then, you know, it ain't going to happen now, so I don't know who's going to fill in for Moe's place, but I'm going to have to look at somebody else. But, I mean, those were, you know, the two I was looking at, but... like I say, I'm going to have to look to somebody to take Moe's place, because I'm definitely not going to vote for Luther, but I mean, he ought to be in jail, you know, somewhere. But, I mean, I can't imagine Moe committing suicide like that.
It defies logic.
It does. Hey, we appreciate it. Got to run. 272. Yeah, thank you. 272-9228 is the telephone number. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. Love hearing this feedback. Love hearing the feedback. Feels good to know how many people are actually listening. Some days we sit up here and the phones don't ring and we look at each other like, is there something
we're boring
we did?
Them to tears.
Is there something we did? No, but we really appreciate all the support on this radio show. And the podcast is up. Reminder, it's at podcast.newstalk931.com. It's on my Twitter feed, linked directly. Need to thank the production team here at Blue Water Broadcasting for expediting that request, and they answered the bell. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, they're going to sling those doors open today. I went there yesterday, and I got something I'd never had before, believe it or not. I guess I just looked over it on the menu. And maybe it's because I don't speak Italian, but there's something called the Campagnola. I can't pronounce it. It starts with a C. C-A-M-P. It's got a G and an N and stuff in it.
B-E-L-L.
Something
Campbell.
Like that. Campagnola. It is a bow tie pasta with that awesome Italian sausage and their beautiful red sauce that's bubbled up just right, just seasoned perfectly. It's got some shaved Parmesan in there, some fresh cherry tomatoes. This meal is dynamite. It is a big old bowl of pasta. Now, I challenged myself. Actually, the catering manager, Donovan Ivy, when he said, this is a big dish. You sure you want this for lunch? I said, yeah, I want it for lunch. And I thought, I'm only going to eat half and I'm going to take half home. Because he told me it was a big dish. I ate every bite in that plate. I did everything except slurp down the sauce, and only then because our friend Nate Hicks, who helped co-host the show yesterday, was with me, and I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of someone I don't know that well. So, but it was just dynamite. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, once again, delivering on a dish I didn't even know they had. The Campagnola, big old bowl of filling, home-cooked, amazing, absolutely amazing Italian food. They always get it right. They always get it right. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. 24 minutes before the top of the hour, Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman, both stupefied and mystified over what took place during the 10 o'clock hour. That podcast is available. I link directly on my Twitter feed at Baron Coleman. Podcast.newstalk931.com if you want to check it out. Hour number two of News and Views.
You know, there was a governor, gubernatorial candidate once who said, I'd rather be right than governor. Well, guess what? He was right, and he wasn't governor. Mo would rather be right than be senator. He ain't going to be a senator.
We'll be back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. President Donald Trump promised to build a border wall to keep us safe and protect American jobs for American workers. But Democrats, and even some Republicans, obstruct funding for President Trump's wall. I make you this promise. Elect Mo Brooks to the U.S. Senate, and I will fight to fund the border wall. Right now, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats use the filibuster rule to kill our conservative America First agenda. Well, two can play that game. We must fight fire with fire. If I have to go to the Senate floor and filibuster to fund the border wall, I will do exactly that. America will build a border wall to keep us safe and to protect American jobs for American workers, or you will know the name of every senator who stands in our way and betrays the American people. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. If you support a border wall, then vote Mo Brooks for Senate. I'm Mo Brooks, and I approve this message.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Storms are thinning out a bit today. Not as prominent as yesterday, but still around in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town gets one. High temperature up to about 93. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, we're headed for the middle 90s. Triple digit on the heat index. Only about a 30% chance of afternoon and evening storms tomorrow. Then more widely scattered storms on Friday, high 93. A better chance of showers and storms, about a 50-50 chance Saturday as a front moves through. Stay on top of the weather with our weather app. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It has radar, future radar, and 10-day forecasts, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway for computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See high-tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-tech solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Your home, your community. It's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. I know I make fun of all the sales mattress stores have, but I really do believe Mr. Sandman offers the best values on mattresses and adjustable bases. We're not fancy, but we do have the area's largest selection of mattresses, none with artificially high prices dictated by factories. I seriously overbuy when offered closeouts and blemished bargains. Our regular stock includes sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and King Coil. We now have a good selection of special purchase adjustable bases at unbeatable prices. We are a stocking dealer with mattresses, headboards, and lift chairs on hand for fast delivery or pickup. Shop around, but before you buy, visit the store that actually tells you the price of mattresses, not just what the payments will be. All my employees and I really want to make you happy. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 across from the Dollar General. Locally owned and operated, voted the area's favorite mattress store since 1999, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and we're already starting to talk about back to school.
We sure are. And for the college kids that are moving into a dorm or an apartment, we've got everything you need right here. We've got the furniture, the beds, the chests, the lamps, the dishes, the silverware, whatever you need. It's right here. So why not shop here and be cool and comfortable and let mother sit in the rocking chairs?
And of course, when someone buys from Eastbrook, you know they're getting the real thing.
They sure are. You might slip up and get a piece of fiberboard furniture, but we try not to sell it.
This is also a great place for newlyweds maybe looking to furnish their first home or apartment.
Yes, it is. And you can do it so inexpensively here. Our prices really are hard to beat. And you're going to get furniture that'll last a lifetime.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Random song.
Yeah.
Just a
I'll
random
bet.
Selection.
Yeah, uh-huh. Not contrived at all.
No, it just happened to be next.
No hidden meaning.
No. If you missed the first, if you missed the second hour of the program today.
This song has great pertinence.
It has great pertinence. Mo Brooks from about 10:15 to 10:45. That podcast is up. Podcast at newstalk931.com. Link directly from my Twitter profile at Baron Coleman, B-A-R-O-N-C-O-L-E-M-A-N. You can go there. Check it out. You'll see what everyone is so angry about. Mo Brooks had a very, very bad interview today, and the fallout has been visceral. Has been visceral. I don't know what else to say. 272-9228 is the telephone number. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage joins us today.
Good afternoon. I hate that I missed that, but I'm going to go on the podcast and listen. I was in the dentist's office. Bad timing there.
Yes.
But, you know, I appreciate every one of your listeners. I mean, if they haven't called us and allowed us the opportunity to change their lives, they have referred someone. Great example is a young lady who has got her law degree and working for one of the big firms here now, and, you know, still a newlywed, and they want to buy a house. Well, spoke to another mortgage company, and they were pre-approved for $100,000. Well, $100,000 was not the amount that she needed in order to buy the house, you know, that was desirable to both of them. So she gave me a call. This is where experience comes in. We got her pre-approved for $245,000. Now she's got the offer on the table to buy that house at $210,000. That's the difference. And we change people's lives every single day that we, you know, talk to a new customer or an existing customer or referred to. You know, customer, thank you very much. But again, you need experience, and you want to, you know, when you're making or taking out a mortgage, buying a house, refinancing, you owe it to yourself to give a company a call that cares, that takes a personal interest in you, in getting you the financing that you want, you know, to meet your goal. Again, that's Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. You'll see 567-4223 NMLS 372-374 equal housing lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim. Podcast.newstalk931.com. When I mentioned that when we came back from the break, there was one download of the second hour. There are now 19 downloads of the second hour, and it's continuing to go. So if you want the interview, that's where it is. And that's where I'm directing the campaigns. I'm not working with any of these campaigns, but if they call, and if Mo Brooks wants it, that's where it is. Anybody can get our audio anytime they want. That's where we store it after every show. We're not like some of those people that hide all the stuff. Lori.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Lori.
I didn't get to hear the interview. I had company. But from what I've heard people saying, I was a Mo Brooks supporter.
Yeah.
But I guess now I'm not. I guess I'm for Randy Brinson because I do not like Strange or Roy Moore.
Well, that's what I'm looking at.
Let me tell you, if the vote was today, that's who I'd have to vote for because, you know, I was willing to play the game with Mo Brooks and say, well, I don't like Luther. I'm going to keep him out of the runoff by voting for Roy Moore. And then, you know, Mo Brooks is the least worst option. I'm not playing that game anymore. I'm sick of sending people to Washington who fight Donald Trump. And he didn't give me any indication at all that he wanted to back down one bit from his ludicrous claims. I wrote it down. That you can't trust a word Trump says on anything.
Now, he didn't say that in our interview.
I asked him about it, and he ratified it, and he said, I don't. He said, yeah, I don't. There's a lot of politicians that fall in that category for me. Well, that's waffling, my friend. I trust Donald Trump on a lot of things he says, and I trust him more than you, frankly, Mo Brooks, and I'm not going to vote for you anymore.
No, I don't think I'll be voting for him either now.
Well, take a serious look at the other guys.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of time
left. Yeah, not much, but we got some, yeah.
Well, thanks for holding so long. I'm sorry everybody's having to hold today. Thank you.
Oh, it's okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
have a great day.
You know who this does not bode well for?
Who?
Martha Roby.
No, you're right. I didn't even think about that, Jack.
If you take her words that she said about not being for Trump during that campaign.
It obviously is harmful.
That could be a killer. I don't know if Barry Moore's the right messenger.
But somebody will be.
Somebody's
vulnerable. If there's somebody vulnerable in Congress, somebody will come out and beat them. I didn't even consider that. Alan, thank you for holding.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm not voting for any of these people. I want to say after that interview, I do respect Congressman Brooks.
But you're a Democrat.
Knows,
you're a Democrat. Of course you do.
I'm to the left of Democrats.
we know that. We're being nice.
No, that's not being nice. They're corporatists. But anyway, he knows that he's in a state where Donald Trump is loved.
Oh, it's not us. Your phone messed up. Come on.
We can now.
Okay, sorry. He knows he's in a state where Trump is very popular, but he still comes and speaks his mind and gives his opinion. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want that kind of
Not in the Senate. No. I want someone that's going to support Donald Trump.
Yeah, there's a lot of piling as Trump supporters. There's too much piling on going on, and we need somebody who is tried and true and is a true believer. That's what, at least that's what I want. So.
Okay, I hear that. He made one good point, and I'll leave after this, but I can't wait until 2018 when Democrats are running against Republicans.
All right, your phone keeps messing up.
I can't wait until Democrats are running against the GOP in 2018 playing Trump's words about the health care bill being mean.
I hope you do that because you'll get your ass kicked. Thanks for the call. 272-9228. I hope you guys run against Donald Trump. You tried that in 2016 with the coronated queen of politics and you got your ass kicked.
You know, he criticized that. He criticized Trump's, behavior after the House vote. He said he got arm twisted, and he voted for it. Then he gets on Trump about not having a bill to build the wall.
Yeah.
Then he gets on Trump about, revoking these work permits in a timely manner. I mean, he took after him on some pretty big issues. And I don't know. I was shocked.
Dustin.
How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, you?
So it's so funny Jack brought up the Martha Roby thing because I had to let this digest before I called. Like, I literally had to sit back. And as a young conservative, I'm watching political suicide. I'm listening to it, right? And I actually put a tweet out, and I tagged News Talk 931. I said, Mo Brooks must have taken a Senate campaign advice from Martha Roby. I was in disbelief. Because we back our president here. Regardless of whether he's right, wrong, or indifferent, we're going to stand behind him. And I don't think Mo Brooks, and I was a huge Mo Brooks supporter, but I wasn't a Mo Brooks supporter until the farmer's market. I went to the GOP event in Montgomery with the farmer's market. And I got pleasure talking to him for about 10 minutes on the side, picked his brain. I was like, this guy is really not the ultimate politician.
He's not. Now, I'll say that for him.
And I listened to this interview this morning. I'm like, this guy's not going to support our president and the agenda we voted him in for.
Right.
This is unreal. And I'm sitting here thinking, Martha Roby in 18, and I put this out right before you said it, Jack, about 30 minutes ago, and I'm in disbelief about what's going to happen.
I know, really. I mean, you take her own words, just like Luther took Mo Brooks' words, and you wrap it around them and you kill them.
And just to let you guys know, I'll stick my neck out. I'll vote for Randy Brinson. I was really impressed with him at that same event at Farmers Market because I went in with an open mind. I went in and I talked with each candidate candidly on the side. I had the pleasure of being able to pull them to the side. I told all of them going into the conversation, I don't want your Washington runaround answers. I just want a real answer. And I felt Mo Brooks was really straight up and down. Randy Brinson, he's not a politician, so of course he didn't know the Washington runaround. He just told me what was on his heart, and I felt good about that. I sure hope there's some way that he can fight it. What makes me nervous about Randy is his lack of experience in working Washington.
Well, Trump didn't have any either, so...
Agree completely, but Trump's not amongst 102 peers on a day-to-day basis,
right,
you know, fighting. So, you know, but I will vote for Randy Brinson. My wife told me that. I should have listened to my wife. I knew better anyway. She liked Randy Brinson when we left there. So now she wins. I'm going to give it to her with her being a young conservative as well.
Well, great. We appreciate it, Dustin.
Thanks for the call, guys.
You know, I would say this about Randy. He's the most political, non-political person I ever met in my life. He's pretty shrewd.
Yeah.
Randy's smart.
Yeah.
And
Randy has a big announcement today at 3 o'clock. He called me this morning and said, I've got a big press conference today at 3 o'clock in Birmingham on the Ukrainians and Hillary Clinton, and he's uncovered some stuff, and apparently he's going to blow some big event at the press conference. We'll see if it works. We'll see what he says. I don't know any more than that. I would share with his audience anything, but I don't know any more than what I just said.
Well, Randy's got a bunch of weird alliances and allegiances, and
including Roger Stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who
there
knows,
you have it.
Who knows what it could be?
Bingo.
Mark.
Hey, you know, listening to the interview, my mind kept thinking, what a irony this is. That I don't know if I'm hearing the strange ad, you know, or I'm hearing him live.
That was a 30-minute ad by Luther Strange.
Well, you know, you just kind of closed your eyes, although it was radio anyway, and said, "Okay, is this the bad ad, or is this really Mo Brooks live now on the radio?"
And listen, Barron and I did not discuss this interview ahead of time.
Nope. I sent you a text and said he'd be on.
He'd be on, and we didn't even discuss the questions, but we did right before he went on say, you know, we got to ask him about these, you know, about the things that he said that are in all these ads. And we did, and it got worse.
Well, and the animosity and, you know, kind of borderline hatred in the tone of his voice when he talked about
that's
Trump.
You just nailed it. I had trouble putting my finger on it.
That's it.
I wanted to go back and listen to it. It was the tone. The way he was, it sounded like he was holding back an irate ramble that he was just going to go. You know how people get verbal momentum? They start talking, and if you don't stop them, they just keep going, and then all of a sudden they say something ridiculous.
Yep.
You could tell that's what he was holding back. I got to run. Great call, Mark. 272-9228. Last call of the day, Sue. Talk to me. What were your thoughts?
Oh, I have so many thoughts, but just a couple. I am so glad that I never missed your show. I would have to have a doctor's appointment or something to miss your show. Because it is so great. And this will go down as one of the most phenomenal shows ever. And y'all gave him every opportunity to walk it back.
We did.
And to think about what he was saying. And there were two Mo Brooks voters in this household. They are no longer. My vote is up for grabs. I'm going to be looking at everybody. But you did a phenomenal job, both of you did, and gave him every opportunity. But, you know, to me, first rule of politics is you got to get there to make a difference.
Yep.
And I think he just stepped it back.
You're right.
And that's the main things I wanted to say.
Dynamite call.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. What a day, Jack Campbell. What a day.
You know, you don't have to lie to get elected, but you can always say I was wrong.
Well, and that's, I think, you know what? As many mistakes as people make in their life, I've made some very public mistakes at times.
I've made a lot.
Sometimes you have to pick up the phone and say, you know what, I screwed up, I'm sorry.
And I've eaten more crow pie. I've eaten enough, I kind of like it.
It's starting to taste good. Yeah. Mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, it goes down nice.
You know it.
Someone texted me, said, the kill shot on the podcast, minute 28:59, quote, I have never taken back any of the words or comments about Trump. And therein lies his biggest problem. My friends, Riley Manning Painting, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. Those are all the pieces of contact information you need for greatness. You can paint over a lot of things. You cannot paint over a bad radio interview that cost you a chance at the United States Senate, the most exclusive and glorious club ever invented. And you can't paint over that, but you can paint over an ugly house and make it pretty. So give Riley a call, 799-1284. Let him put a coat on your place. Or
and
two.
Also, remember, when you have trouble with your bowl.
Oh, yeah, you got to call on Cole. But we're talking Riley.
I thought we were done with Riley.
No, not done with, never done with Riley.
I want to know
love
that.
Riley.
You know what I'm saying.
Love Riley. Give Riley a call, 799-1284. A true gentleman. A true class act with that Riley Manning guarantee.
What did you call him, a Picasso paint? What did you
call him? Yeah, well, we'll get into that later. You got to call Riley, 799-1284. The Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. Don't forget this hour of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. I bet Mo Brooks wishes he could flush hour number two of this program down the toilet. But it ain't going to happen because it would back it up and you'd have to call Cole Plumbing. When you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
We'll be back 21 hours from now. Stay tuned for Dan Morris.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Whatever you've got planned this week, cancel it. The Summer Clearance Event is going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where you get up to $12,000 off MSRP on new Ram 4x4 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock or lease a new 2017 Ram Quad Cab Express. Now only $279 per month. During this event, all trade-ins are welcome. Just bring us your old car as is. Don't even wash it. We want your old car, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And with a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve you today. Get out of your old car and into a brand new vehicle with rates as low as 0% APR financing during the Summer Clearance Event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Fork Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com. Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36 months lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $279 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tech, title, and acquisition fee, all rebates to the dealer, negative equity may be applied to new loan. Offers don't apply.
Listen to Mo Brooks, a never-Trump politician personally attacking Donald Trump.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says. Donald Trump is the likely loser in that he has alienated so many people in Republican Party ranks through his callous insults. Donald Trump, one candidate that is so belittling, so insulting, I was just asked if I'm going to